Welcome to Dad Comedy Podcast, episode 75. 75. That's a lot of weeks.
I thought you were going to say that's a lot of weed.
That's more than one.
That's a lot of weed. That's a more... What'd you say, Deontay?
It's more than one.
That's more than one.
It is more than one. So, we don't have a lot of time today, so let's keep this under an hour. But...
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Fair enough. So today we actually have five people on the list. So we are truncating.
And a peanut gallery.
And a penis gallery.
Hi.
So we are truncating the list to five today. We are going to be doing top five French fries. So I'm going to try not to turn off the podcast with the power strip right at my feet. Starting to my left, my esteemed guests are Caleb.
Hola.
I'm going to need you to just hold that because I can't have you picking it up.
It's really loud.
Don't be like me.
Hi.
That's me, the wife.
And my brother.
Who's trying to get under his brother's skin right now.
And it's working. So
I nailed it.
We are doing five, not ten, like I just said. We're going to start at number five. We're going to go to number one because we're not animals.
Yes,
if you have
are.
Any honorable mentions,
we are
go after number two and before number one. Any questions before we get this proceeding underway? Okay, I'll take your silence as a no. Caleb, you are the person to my immediate left. We are going to go clockwise. Yante, you'll be last right before me.
Damn it.
So, Caleb, number five.
My number five is going to be steak fries from Steak and Shake.
Steak fries from Steak and Shake.
What are steak fries?
They're like...
The wider flat ones?
Yeah. Flat.
Wait,
is
Steak and Shake has steak fries?
I didn't even know they had fries.
I think so.
I didn't even know they had food. I'm kidding.
I know.
I've never gotten those ones from there.
Yeah, I always get the shoestring fries from it.
What are those?
Shoestring?
They're like really...
Or better known, the skinny fries.
Yeah, the thin ones.
Yeah, the thin ones. Why do you like a steak fry?
Because you can get Cajun sprinkled on them, and they're real good.
That is good.
Their Cajun
and
is so good.
And it's more potato per fry.
More potato! And more potatoes most of the time equals good.
I always want more potatoes.
I don't know what it is, but a good steak fry with... A1 sauce.
Like, yes.
So, I mean, potatoes in general are delicious with A1, but like something about having a steak fry.
It's because you have more surface area to spread that delicious A1 on.
I think it's a placebo effect because the word steak is in it.
I thought you said pussy bow.
It's not.
I was like, what?
Not the kind of potatoes we're talking about. What? Number five.
Sorry, I got something in my eye.
Your finger.
It was my eyelash. I was taking it out, okay?
Was that the same one that was on your tongue?
No, that was a hair.
That was a hair.
You took off your tongue and put back on your...
I didn't mean to do that. Okay, that does not matter. Anyways, my number five is Wendy's fries because I couldn't think of any other fries.
Fresh Wendy's fries are so
good. Natural cut as opposed to unnatural cut.
Those are subpar.
Did you say subpar?
Subpar.
Wow.
What's that even mean?
So par means like average. Subpar means below average.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Nailed it.
They are the best fries for dipping in Frosties, though.
Yes, they are.
Fact.
That's why they're good.
I think it's because they're done in the peanut
only
oil.
Only because potato Olays are not a French fry.
What are those?
Those are the things from Taco John's.
Oh, those things are so good.
They're like little, they're like flatter tater tots.
But seasoned a lot better.
So they're like, what are they called?
Like little tato discs.
Yeah.
Oh, like the little circle thingies?
They're like tater totlets.
Mommy, the circle thingies?
Yes.
Okay.
So Wendy's fry, I love fresh Wendy's fries.
They're salty.
Yes.
I like the saltiness of them because I just like salty fries. And girl, if you go under there, you're going to rip up all the cords.
And number five.
My number five are my hubby's very own homemade French fries.
Woo! Ooh. They are delicious. It takes a while to make them, but what do you mean, are they? You've had them.
I don't remember.
It's been a while since you've made them, like literally years since you've made them.
Yeah, you probably
and
also,
it is a long process because you got to do a double soak.
You probably also made them when I didn't like French fries.
That's true.
Because I refused to eat potatoes.
We also don't have a deep fryer.
Totally allergic to them.
You're not allergic.
Totally. Not allergic.
She doesn't like them.
It's the texture. The texture's like gross. It's like someone just chewed it up and spit it in my
mouth. That's mashed potatoes. That's it's really funny because she was the only person I ever knew who said that about mashed potatoes. And then I met two kids in the same house when I worked for CPS, and they both hated mashed potatoes for the exact same reason, because it's like somebody else already chewed up the food and spit it into
your
mouth.
So you don't like smiley fries? I love
smiley fries.
Oh, those are like, I feel like those are always soggy.
Those are soft and like not good.
Oh, yeah, I like crunchy fries.
Not good.
No, I like crispy, like crunchy, salty fries.
They gotta be straight out the oven, and they are crispy. Those are delicious.
Nah.
Those aren't that.
Anyway, Deontay.
Overrated.
Number five.
Wait, what was your number five?
Hubby's fries. We just said that,
bro. So my number five, the reason it's number five is because of the price, and it is Five Guys' Cajun fries.
Fun fact.
Are they really?
I saw those when I Googled.
You've never had, do you like cheeseburgers?
I haven't.
I've never had Five Guys at once.
You've never
had. Girl.
Hey, yo.
I guess there's another difference between you and me.
What? Yeah.
What?
At the same time.
I love Five Guys, and like, I love cheeseburgers.
Oh, my God.
Like, if I didn't have to take out a second mortgage to buy those French fries,
I thought you were talking about buying men.
Dude, Five Guys is so expensive, but it is so good.
I've only had it one time, and I thought it was
$30 for me. It's ridiculous.
That's true. But the good thing is if you go with a group of people, only one person has to order French fries
or pay for them.
That is a true statement.
What?
I said, or pay for them. Only one person has to pay for them. Because are you going to split the price of just fries between all the people?
I mean, it depends on who you're with. Like, if I was with you, yes, I'd make you split the...
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. Funny. And if you did, I just wouldn't share my fries with you.
Fry tax.
Even though I've never had them before.
I think they could give you a shit ton of fries.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never
You'd be like, my tummy hurts.
Eat the rest of the...
I get that from my mommy.
My number five...
sucks.
Is Red Robin.
Oh, I wouldn't know then.
Oh, they have delicious fries.
I've only been there one time.
They're more of a skinny fry as well, and they also have a seasoning that you can put on them. Probably why they're so delicious, but you put that seasoning on them and then dip them in ketchup. Oh, delicious.
Why do you like the skinny fries better?
Because I can hold more of them in my hands.
Do they get crispier? I feel like they would.
They do. They
I like crispy fries, though.
I'm okay with either one.
That's how you were eating your French fries the other day when we stopped to get lunch. You had like, you would get them by like the, like a, it was like a bouquet of French fries. And you dipped them and ate them all at the same time.
So picture like an, like a, your standard, like stereotypical Italian talking. That's how I hold my French fries. And then I dunk them in X sauce, whatever it is. And then
ketchup.
Brush fire sauce.
Or, and I toss them into my mom.
Barbecue sauce.
He has to like tilt his head slightly sideways like he's eating a taco.
I just does that no matter what he eats.
Number
Not
four.
With applesauce.
Like a burger. Like if he's holding applesauce. Does he eat?
That's you, buddy.
Number four would be Arby's curly fries.
Ooh,
That's too low on your list.
I've been
that's
disappointed.
Really low
by
on that list.
It is. They would be higher if I wouldn't been like so disappointed by them over the years. They've gone downhill over the years.
They have. They used to be so much better.
One time I got a regular fry in my fries and I wanted to cry.
It wasn't even a regular fry. It was a crinkle fry.
Oh, yeah.
The worst of all the French fries.
Yeah, they're usually pretty dry.
I do love Arby's fries. I did not put them on my list because I figured they would make an appearance.
You got to have a side of cheese.
They're
with
on
that, though.
Mine.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean,
Arby's sauce.
Yes. Don't get me wrong. I love dipping
cheese.
Fries and cheese. But Arby's sauce, whoo, that's fire.
Arby's sauce for the win.
I love Arby's sauce.
It's not bad, but it's not my favorite.
I will slather Arby's sauce on a sandwich to the point where I need to eat it with a fork and knife. I love Arby's sauce.
I've never had Arby's sauce, honestly.
Oh, you gotta try it. It's delicious.
I've never had Arby's sauce.
No, I always just get cheese sauce.
Cheese sauce is it's not bad, but it's not Arby's sauce, and you can't get Arby's sauce anywhere else.
You can get it in stores, I thought.
Yeah,
you can
but
get Chick-fil-A, like but not
still
Arby's.
Coming from Mr. Arby. You know what I mean?
Mr. Arby. I bet that one dude on like TikTok and Instagram would have the recipe for it.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
His I can't remember his name for the
Jordan?
Life of me.
Jordan.
Yes.
Yeah.
He would have it
all the time, bro.
Yeah, I love him. Come They're here. The best videos ever.
Too close.
Come here. A little too close.
All right.
What's
next.
Number four?
Number four is literally like any fries with vinegar.
Any fries with what?
Vinegar.
Malt vinegar.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really good. I just like fries with vinegar.
Malt vinegar and
it's
ketchup.
So good.
Oh, so good.
That's the only time I like ketchup on fries is when I've got that malt vinegar
say,
on it.
You don't like ketchup?
I don't
on
like
fries?
Vinegar.
No, you don't like vinegar?
Have you ever had
gross.
Malt vinegar?
Vinegar's gross.
I've drank
there
vinegar.
Different. There are different flavors of vinegar.
Yeah.
Vinegar is
also, you've never had vinegar on your french fries?
That's a horrible decision.
Have you?
To do.
I've had vinegar, like salt and vinegar chips, and I hate that.
What?
That
is
what?
Okay,
that's
those
disgusting.
Are
I will fucking
okay, those
fight
are different,
you.
But also, what is wrong with you? And also, you have to try
I'm going to punch him in his face.
Deontay, you just said that you don't like vinegar. You're like, it's disgusting.
But here's the thing.
Yes, it is.
Salt,
but
and,
salt
and
vinegar chips are the best thing ever.
That's a different flavor. They're like gazillions
True.
Of flavors of vinegar. I
True.
Have three different vinegars. No, four different vinegars in my kitchen right now, and they all taste different. I've got malt, apple cider, white, and rice wine.
Rice wine.
They all taste different.
I love salt and vinegar chips. Anyway,
Caleb, you don't allow it at my house anymore.
Wow. Didn't think I was going to buy you a bottle
French
of rum.
Fry with, well, you can just bring
Get
it
him
over
whiskey.
Here. If you're bringing rum, you're allowed to. You can not like vinegar and bring the rum. So any French fry with vinegar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically any. Girl, that
oh my
is so
God.
Dramatic.
Number four.
Are we sure they got?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
My number four are City Barbecue French fries.
Ooh.
So good. We just had them the other day. What was Saturday?
I don't know what that is.
Is that picking her up?
Yes, it is. You talk about a good mix of like.
They're not super thin. They're not super thick. They've still got a little bit of the skin on them. So they're the
yep.
quote unquote natural cut
skin.
And they're just. They have just the right amount of salt.
Skinny
and you put
fries.
A little bit of pepper on them too. And they're beautiful with their barbecue sauce.
And then you dunk them in brush fire sauce and you down them all.
What's I've that? Never ate there.
But
either.
You don't
I'll be
get
honest.
Their pulled chicken.
Jen, I didn't
put
hear
on.
Which one you said for your number four.
The City Barbecue French fries.
Oh, yes.
I never had those.
I like them because you always get a good mix of floppy french fry and crispy french fry.
No, I don't want floppy french fries.
Sometimes you do because then you can kind of fold it into like a spoon shape to get more of that sauce, especially if you've got cheese.
City Barbecue is good. Number four,
Deontay.
My number four is Steak and Shake Skinny Fries.
Nice.
Their skinny fries are so good. I could smash an entire container.
Mommy.
Of
those. I agree.
I'm wearing the most unflattering outfit right now, and you took that picture. God, do not post that on anything.
Too late.
I am wearing my hubby's giant, oversized
basketball
and one
shorts.
Basketball
okay.
shorts.
Those are the worst type of basketball shorts, though.
All right, what was his?
No offense.
His was.
They're actually kind of not.
Steak and
shake skinny fries.
Skinny fries. Skinny Obviously, fries. With the seasoning, right?
Mm.
Oh, like that's yeah. no question about
it. You don't go to Steak and Shake and not get I will put that seasoning in my milkshake. I don't care.
Does your
milkshake? 100%. I don't care.
I've only been to Steak and Shake a couple of times, and I like to get their skinny fries and put their baked beans over top and a little bit of cheddar.
So good.
That
beans on toast. My number four is a Rally's French fries or Checkers.
I almost put Rally's Ooh. On here,
so
but I don't
good.
Like... Never mind.
I've only had...
I agree with what Jen just said. Like, I just haven't had Rally's or Checkers in so long.
Yeah, I haven't either.
The last time I had Rally's fries, they came from Kroger, from the freezer section.
No. I was going to say, I've only had different. The frozen. I've never
There's
actually had the restaurant.
There's not a Rally's around here.
That's different.
So it's been a long time since, I think, Lancaster was the last time we went to one.
Over a decade.
Yeah. All the kids were still in booster seats.
All these kids are in booster seats. And one of them didn't exist.
No, she did.
Did she?
Because we had the white van at this point, the second white van.
The second one.
Yeah.
What happened to the first one?
It doesn't matter. Number three.
We traded it in.
Number three would be Burger King fries.
Gross.
Burger King's mid.
Nah, I like Burger King fries as well.
I used to.
Wendy's are better.
I took one of JC's the other day, and I was like, no, I used to like these, but not anymore.
They have to be, out of all of the French fries, they have to be the freshest.
Yeah, I was going to say, all these that are on
my
McDonald's
list are...
McDonald's
ones are disgusting, and I would eat Burger King ones well before I'd eat
all of these that are on my list are, like, fresh. Like, they got to be fresh. But,
don't
yeah,
you work
Burger King
there?
Fries are really good. What?
Not anymore, he doesn't.
Not anymore.
What?
Why? He peaced out, bitches.
Now he's a professional skydiver.
Now what do you do?
I'm a skydiver.
He's a professional
Now what do you actually do?
I'm a skydiver, bro.
Bro, what's he do? I'm a call
He works
girlfriend.
For TQL.
What's that?
Total Quality Logistics. He buys and sells shipments.
You know, I don't care. I don't even understand that.
Okay. Not totally right.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
That's not French fries.
Burger King fries.
Burger King fries I like.
They're mid.
They might be the one where I won't use barbecue sauce with them. It's like,
can you even get barbecue sauce there?
Yes. Yeah. It's specifically ketchup with Burger King.
Oh, those I can just eat like plain. Most of the time my fries, I need something with them, but Burger King, I can just eat it.
Oh, I can eat any of the fries.
I will not dip Burger King fries into a Wendy's Frosty.
Well, you also can't.
Girl, same.
Like on a side note, you cannot cross-pollinate barbecue sauces with chicken nuggets.
What do you mean?
You just
what?
Can't. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Have you ever taken a McDonald's chicken nugget and dunked it in Burger King barbecue sauce? And
no, that's foul play. That is absolutely atrocious.
No. Not only that, it tastes weird.
They're like, not made to go together.
Yeah. They are specifically engineered to go with the nugget that they sell.
Why?
Because that's how better marketing flavorings. Works.
Vera,
shut up.
She just a baby.
Yeah, Vera.
She's so whiny because she's not getting attention. She says there's so many people here, but no one like me.
Whatever the next one is.
It's still number three, and it's my turn. What is that noise?
Deontay's dinging.
Deontay's dinner's done.
I thought it was his smoke detector.
It was.
Anyways, my turn. My number three is waffle fries.
Any waffle fries? Any?
I don't really know where I get them, where I like them, but I like them because I don't know. I like them.
There's one correct answer for waffle fries.
The last time we got them from anywhere around here was Butterbees.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Not bad. Not bad.
Those aren't bad.
But I like, I feel like, you know, if you give me fries, my favorite, like, I don't know where you get them, but like if they're in a basket, they're the best.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see.
Like
oh.
Typical Dairy
like
Bar
basket
fries.
The Yard House has really good
I was going to say, I didn't put Parker's on my list, and they have a really good fries.
Oh, hey, that came up when I Googled
okay,
fries.
Okay, Deontay, what's the correct answer for waffle fries?
The Pub.
What's that?
That's not the Pub.
The Pub has the best waffle fries ever.
I don't think I've ever had their waffle fries, so
dude,
I can't.
They're
what's the best answer then?
What's
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I've never had Chick-fil-A.
Never
fries.
Have.
Nope.
I don't think I've ever had them at all.
I refuse on principle to go to Chick-fil-A.
I completely disagree with you because I can only eat their waffle fries if I have cheese sauce.
Or Polynesian sauce.
Woo! I can't.
I love their Polynesian
sauce. If I have to dip it in a sauce, it's not on my list.
Really, I just like any waffle fry. You get a nice, when you dunk it, like... You just do the
you
straight.
Get a good scoop.
Yeah, yeah. You get a good straight down. But Polynesian
waffle
sauce.
Fries should always have cheese and bacon and maybe some chives.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Well. Yeah.
What are those?
Chives.
Green onions.
Oh, so those are just those things that people try to make things look fancier with, right?
No, that's parsley.
Number three.
It is one of the things. One of the green things.
My number three. You're probably gonna yell at me, but maybe not because. You didn't make Isabel choose a place. These were from a specific place. I don't remember the name of the place because I was like 13. was when I went to London. I got legit chips served to me in like a newspaper cone with malt vinegar on them. And they were really good, but I don't know where I got them from.
I can't see. Thank you.
If you'll...
So, potatoes from London is what you're... Or England.
British That's fries.
British fries. Just any British
Yeah, if you want to give me shit for it.
She's going to close the blinds.
She's leaving now.
No. She's closing the blinds.
I made her so mad she's leaving. She just threw everything on the table, and now she's walking out.
That's what that loud banging noise was.
Yes, much better. Thank you so much.
Stop slamming stuff around.
God, throwing a temper tantrum.
Number three, Deontay, it's on you.
Find your dick, you wouldn't be hitting the table so much.
My number three is Wendy's fries.
See, I told you they were good. They were that high.
Wendy's fries,
the dog is now whining at the guinea pigs.
As long as you eat them as soon as you get them, is perfect.
I do like Wendy's fries, and
they're better than Burger King fries.
Wendy's fries with their barbecue sauce, so good.
No, see, I can eat them without anything.
Oh, me too.
Dip those right in that chocolate frosting.
I just looked over at your computer, and Jaden is at your computer literally sitting on your footstool to use it because you have your computer chair. He's so tiny.
You didn't notice that?
No, I wasn't looking over there.
Something about... I don't... Do they use normal salt?
Who?
Like, something about Wendy's salt.
They have a flakier salt.
I think it's flakier as well. Mm-hmm. So good.
So it's like thinner and it's more delicate and it's not an aggressive coarse crystal.
Also
aggressive.
Okay, yeah, I agree. That is a delicious French fry. Also, I didn't put it on my list because I knew it was gonna make an appearance. My number three. Walking around Athens late at night.
No, you can't say that. It's not. It's on my list too.
Okay, we'll save my number three for later. To be continued. We'll jump to your number two, Caleb.
My number two was technically already said. Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Those are good.
Chick-fil-A.
Gotta, you know, like you were saying, get a scoop. I take it and just smear it in that ketchup and down the hatch.
Oh, Polynesian sauce. I love Polynesian sausage.
I'm sure it's not that good.
Wow.
The waffle fries paired with their mac and cheese.
Bro, I love mac and cheese. We should do one of these on just mac and cheese from different places.
Ooh. I will not my number one.
Never mind. I will not.
I can't eat mac and cheese.
That sucks.
But I know my number one. Ooh, and like different shapes for like mac and cheese. Even though I know it's supposed to be like elbow noodles, but like.
Hey, we're not talking about mac and cheese here.
What were we talking about?
See what you did, Caleb?
I'm so sorry.
Look what you made me do.
What's your name? Number two.
Oh, my number two is Arby's fries. Like their curly fries specifically.
Hell yeah.
Because they're just so good.
Do they even offer their home style fries anymore?
I don't think so. I honestly.
People hated those things.
Yeah, because you're Arby's. Stop doing that. Just.
They like attempted to season them and somehow make them better, but it was just like, I swear if they got a case, it probably lasted 6 months. Nobody wanted those.
They were
things.
Like, what kind of fries would you like with that? I'm like, bitch,
why
I
are
will
you
reach
asking
through
me?
This motherfucker and slap you.
You. It's like I'm at Arby's ordering French fries. Yeah. What kind of fucking fries you think I want?
Can you just put your fries on a bun and slather it with
with the cheese and then just give me that.
And cheese
a little
sauce
bit of Arby's
and Arby sauce.
Sauce?
Oh my God. My mouth is legitimately watering right now. Oh,
do you want
shit.
Me to go to Arby's for you while you're
hell
sharing?
Yes.
Oh bro,
hell
you should
yeah.
give me some too. I'll go with you.
Number five, no tomato. I think it's number five. You know what I get.
Number five, no tomato.
Number two.
My number two are Kaiser barbecue loaded French fries.
Oh my God, I forgot about Kaiser's.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, this is a restaurant down in A-Town. Oh my God.
Which I was told reopened.
You get pulled pork, cheese sauce,
sorry.
Bacon, fries.
Did reopen?
Oh my God.
Whatever
gosh.
Barbecue sauce you want.
Whatever. Oh, sweet red.
Sweet red was the best.
Oh my God. Oh,
any barbecue
again.
Sauce?
It was so good. And you get like a fucking mountain of fries. They put them on those little metal trays.
The little, yeah, the old
and it's
baking
like
sheets.
More than a pound of fries. And you get like a quarter pound of whatever meat. You get bacon on it.
Oh my
you
God.
Get,
dude's
you can
be over
choose,
here rolling down his shirt.
You can choose between whether you want shredded cheese or liquid cheese. You can get lettuce on it.
Could you get my barbecue sauce?
Yeah, I used to get
for real?
Lettuce,
ooh, we should go
a
there.
Very similar one.
We should go there.
Oh man.
How far away is it?
So good.
Two
like you
half,
eat that
hours.
And you don't need to eat
two
for the rest
half,
of the day.
Seven.
It's so good. Oh my gosh. Oh, remember the first place they started in?
Yeah, in the mall. Little,
yeah. Oh, anyway, that's a good one. You know what
place was good also?
I don't know. I'm surprised you forgot about those.
Oh, I love those things.
I can't remember what it's called. Never mind.
All right. That was good talk.
What was the place you were talking about, Mommy?
Kaiser's.
Kaiser's Barbecue.
Actually, I might be thinking of the same thing. What it looked like.
It had a piggy.
I think I was thinking of the same thing. Like, yeah, overalls. That stuff was good.
The one where I would always get the stuffed grilled cheese.
Yeah, because after my mommy said it was in the mall, like now I remember it. Wait, it was there was an outside of the mall place?
They moved out of the mall. They had a bigger place over by Eclipse in the Plains, and then they shut that shit
down. Yeah, but weren't
they? Shut they that were in the mall down.
With, like, at the start of it with all the, like, different.
Yes. Like, where all I the cars like were cars. Parked in the mall. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. What's your number two, Deontay?
Number two, Deontay.
My number two is Arby's Curly Fries.
Hell yeah.
I said that first.
I would just like can't to say that's my honorable Arby's mention.
Dude, Arby's Curly Fries are, I think, yeah, it's a general consensus that that fry is amazing. It might be single-handedly keeping Arby's in business.
Honestly, maybe.
You know,
you get that real it's literally long, the only thing fry,
I can eat bro. From there.
You know, people shit on Arby's all the time, and I don't know why. I love Arby's.
That's gross, man. Don't do that.
I want some Wendy's.
That's a true statement.
Oh, people are just like, oh my gosh, you eat fast food? Oh, you eat McDonald's? That's disgusting. Like, yeah.
Okay, McDonald's and is actually not that good, though.
70 billion people can't be wrong.
McDonald's billions is overrated, though. Served.
Okay, but because people shit on Arby's so much because it's a fast food place that serves roast beef. And they can't get past it.
Well, if you're
it does.
I mean,
beef and cheddar. That's like their most famous sandwich.
It is.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Roast beef.
But also, I only ever eat like chicken sandwiches because like.
Can we bring back racks?
It's the only thing that doesn't bother me.
No.
Racks and like Long John Silver's.
Yeah, oh, bro, I love racks.
Arby's wannabe.
I have oh
my god!
One.
Oh my god! I'm disappointed in myself. I'm changing.
Has
my
Papa ever
two.
Had these fries?
What fries? That's your number one.
Okay.
My number one fry. Yeah, these ones.
Deontay, what was your number two? Oh, Arby's.
I think he had some, yes.
My number two, I just changed it to Long John Silver's.
Fries?
Yeah. Long John Silver's French fries? Hell
aren't
yeah.
Crinkle cut too?
No.
What's wrong with those puppies, ones?
So I wouldn't know.
Nothing is wrong with them.
You
they're
might not
amazing.
Like
those
them because there's a sense
Long John
of fish
Silver's
about
sounds
them.
So good right now.
I love Long John Silver's.
I mean just like the crinkle fries in general.
No, crinkle fries are subpar.
They're good with ketchup.
So what kind of fries
I feel like it? You should eat them with the ketchup just, out of those little like ketchup holders that are like paper.
Yes.
Yeah, I just feel like that's the only way to eat those
so
ones.
So they kind of had like the same batter on them that everything else did.
Mm. Yeah, they're battered fries. It's
oh,
weird.
So
battered
good.
Fries.
They were so yeah. good. I love them.
Sounds
Deontay,
like something
you're with
you get
me,
at
right?
the fair.
You're 100% man.
Yeah.
I got you.
Fair food.
There's only, yeah, fair food is good.
We should do something on fair food too.
Long John Silver's French fries with vinegar.
I was gonna say they have
ketchup.
Good vinegar there.
Oh my
good
gosh.
Little vinegar packets.
No, they have vinegar. Minus the vinegar.
Vinegar.
Fair enough.
It's malt vinegar though.
I get.
Yeah, but
it.
Vinegar packets.
People, yeah, they have them in.
That's
like
a thing.
Ketchup packets, but they're vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Whack.
Whack. Wiggly wiggly whack. Number. Oh, any honorable mentions? Honorable
yes,
mentions.
I have
all right, Caleb,
Arby's.
I have a lot.
The loaded chili cheese fries from I wrote Skyline. That's not what I meant. Gold Star.
Okay. Loaded chili cheese fries from Skyline.
And then I don't know if you would consider them fries or not, but because you said Long John Silver's, Hush Puppies.
No,
they're not fries.
Those are
they're not
definitely
fries,
not. They're not even potatoes.
There are no potatoes. Nobody just saw what I was doing, and I'm so glad.
What'd you do?
I put my mic down and started using my list as
my honorable mentions?
No.
Honorable mentions.
Arby's.
All right, Deontay, rattle them off.
All right. So Taco Bell's nacho fries with the cheese.
That was in my honor.
I didn't
mention.
Even think about that.
All right.
Dairy Queen with gravy.
Ooh.
Yes.
Slaps.
I can't eat
Chick-fil-A
their gravy.
With the cheese sauce.
Spitting bars.
And then McDonald's because McDonald's is trash.
All right.
And sometimes you just got to have trash food.
McDonald's was my number two, but I moved it down to honorable mentions. I love McDonald's fries. I don't give a fuck.
I don't like McDonald's.
The fact that I can go from melting my face off to freezing cold in 0.2 of a millisecond. Yeah, no, I can't get jiggy with that.
That's about how quick you are.
Jesus, that's two now this episode. So, number one.
My number one is actually McDonald's fries.
Let's go!
But they have to be super fresh. I can eat them cold, you know, whatever, but they have to be, like, right out the fryer. Like, those are amazing fries with the ketchup.
They're so disappointing.
They are terrible when they die.
Yeah.
But fresh fries, oh, my God. Mm. I love a good
get them a little well done. You gotta go
through and ask for fries, no salt, so that they will be fresh.
You can ask for them fresh.
Yeah, but they'll still give you dead ones.
I love McDonald's fries.
I don't.
And they're like the perfect thing for when you're driving too. You can.
I thought you were gonna say for when
you're
drinking.
Shovel them into your face.
They do have the ultimate contraption to get it to your
Yes.
mouth.
I just have a thing against McDonald's.
Well, the one saving grace I'll say for them is their container is perfect for when you're driving.
Hell yes.
Because you can push the sides and it's just like a funnel.
Yep. Hell yeah. And then I just turn into a fucking vacuum cleaner. I'm like, Kirby ain't got shit on me when it comes to McDonald's French fries. Number one.
I have the best fries at my number one.
All right, let's hear it.
They are fucking
delicious.
Actually,
the best fries. The ribbon fries from Ren Faire with like the cheese sauce on top and like the, was it ranch on them?
Cheese, ranch, and bacon.
Shit. Those are so good.
That's a big mountain.
Oh, you're right.
We need to learn to make those because those are so good.
Oh my God, those fries are so good.
We get those when we go, but we can't like finish the whole plate.
The only thing that would be better is I feel like they should put bacon on them, like bacon bits.
Bro, we had bacon on them.
They did?
Yeah.
I don't remember them having bacon.
More bacon.
Yeah, more bacon. Because there was not enough bacon, apparently.
More bacon.
It's like just
no
bacon right on top.
Not
but,
enough bacon.
But those things are so good. Like, they are literally the best fries in the entire universe.
Ah, those
such
are.
Such a mess to eat. You got to, like, there's that thing
that
where
makes
you got to brace
better.
Yourself.
Like messy
stick
food
your butt
is, like, a million times better.
You know, and just kind of hunker down over it.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it in a corset.
That is a great nomination.
I did. Me and mommy were wearing our dresses, eating them. It was very difficult.
Yeah, we were in corsets trying to like hunch over this plate, and our corsets are like, no, you will not breathe. You will not eat.
Lay off
you
me.
Will
I'm
die.
Starving.
And I'm like, loosen me. Oh, no, titties.
But no, they are the best fries. And you have to agree.
You have to agree.
For once, I beat your list.
You didn't beat my list, but
I
will agree that is a really great honorable mention.
It's not honorable mention. It's number one. The best fry in existence.
I don't even think it's a fry, actually.
Actually, they're literally called ribbon fries.
I don't care what
they're called. They're called ribbon fries, so that makes them fries.
They're not called tots.
My podcast. My list.
You're just mad because you didn't think of it.
Actually, that you might be a little right about that one.
He's a bit salty.
Oh.
All right, number one.
My number one is the one you were going to say is your number three. Obetti's chili cheese fries.
Obetti's chili cheese fries. Oh, my God.
Not so great when you're vomiting translucent French fries and shoving them down the bathroom drain.
Your waffle stomping French fries.
Oh my God. We went uptown.
I was like, don't look at me.
He literally like brought me back to the house and I am like fully clothed in the bathtub. The water is on me and I'm puking and the fries are coming out translucent and I'm just shoving them down the drain. Get your
was the
she drunk? Is that why you was like
was she drunk?
I was so drunk. I was the most drunk I've ever been. Okay. Purple Skittles will fuck you up when they come in a pint glass.
That is true.
Those are meant to be a shot and I was drinking them in pints
by
and
the pint. Yes.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. And I like knock on the door and she's like, no.
Go away.
I was like, God damn, okay.
Kind of demon you throwing up in there.
As long as you're
an Allstate demon.
Allstate.
Good hands.
Those fries are so
they really good. Are the best.
Are they better than the ribbon fries?
It depends on
How much you've had to drink.
Yeah.
Are they actually not as good if
you're sober, the ribbon fries are better.
Maybe.
Actually, you don't know because you haven't been drunk enough to know that at the Ren Faire.
Maybe not at Ren Faire, but I was when I went to Yuletide with Caitrin.
Did you have those?
We had to stay a couple hours extra.
Did you have
so
those?
I could sober up. Yes.
You had those while you were with her?
Yes.
Girl, we need to go just so I can have those like every day.
You're not allowed to drink yet. Number one.
No, the fries.
Deontay.
All right, my number one, I've already said it. The pub waffle fries.
The pub waffle fries.
They're like perfectly crispy, but like also perfectly soft in the middle. Yes, please.
Okay, I'll have to try them.
I have an honorable mention before you say your number one.
Okay, what is it?
The fries that you get from the fair, the bucket of cheese fries.
No, yeah.
With vinegar on them.
With vinegar. Blech.
Always with vinegar.
So with the Pub's waffle Stop fries, you just salt them and go, or are they?
Yes. Stop. You don't need anything for them. That's a good problem. Come perfectly salted. They're crunchy. Winston. They're perfect.
Oh, such a good
puppy. Yeah, I definitely. Next time I go to Athens, I'm going to hit that up.
Jealous ass.
So, I can't believe I've never had them. That's crazy.
We didn't really go to the pub.
All right, I have a question, though.
Okay.
Jen, what was your number one? Because I couldn't hear it.
Oh, Betty's Chili Cheese Fries.
Never heard of it.
It's in Athens as well.
It's around the corner from the pub, yo.
Yep. So freaking good.
Hold on a second. I might have heard of it.
Oh, Betty's Red Hots?
Yeah, they sell hot dogs.
Oh, Betty's?
Yeah,
Betty's. Oh, Betty's.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sexy demon lady on the logo.
I know what that is. Never mind.
Pin-up girls inside.
All right.
Never had the food from there.
Delish.
Number one.
My hand is so sweaty.
Also.
Apparently really good when you're drunk, is what I'm hearing.
Yep. Also from Big A-Town.
The worst fries in A-Town is your number one.
Absolutely not.
Worst fries, unless you're getting the Cajun ones.
Larry's Doghouse Cajun fries with taco sauce.
Bro, I want the
yes.
ice cream. I want
still not as good as O'Betty's or Kaiser's.
No. They have the
hands
best.
Down no. Kaiser.
They have the best
those.
Rainbow sprinkles there ever. They're rainbow sprinkles.
Larry's Doghouse. Chicky tendies too.
Like for their ice cream, their rainbow sprinkles are so good.
I love their cheeseburgers. Their cheeseburgers are so fucking good, dude.
I don't think I've ever had their cheeseburger.
They're basically a glorified gas station cheeseburger. They're super cheap and thin.
Yeah, but they
cooked up by a bunch of college kids who are getting paid less than minimum wage.
So good. Yeah, but they're Cajun fries with taco sauce. So you just cut the top of the taco sauce on and then just dip the fry in. Oh my gosh, so freaking good.
Did you just
dude.
Say cut the top of the taco sauce on instead of cut it off? Let's cut it back on.
I don't know.
Fries with taco sauce though?
Yeah, dude, these Cajun fries with taco sauce.
If I remember correctly, it's like a really thin taco sauce.
It is. It's so freaking good. But
I can hear some Larry's Doghouse right now.
True, me too.
Not me.
But
I just want their ice cream because their sprinkles are good.
Can't eat their ice cream.
I swear, they have the best sprinkles ever.
They do have better sprinkles, but I think their sprinkles are like stale, so they're soft.
Maybe.
I think that's what
makes
the difference.
No, but their sprinkles are like actually good and they don't taste like chalk.
Chalk.
Like they're.
They don't taste like chalk.
They have like actually good sprinkles. Sprinkles are gross. I hate sprinkles like with a burning passion, but I love their sprinkles.
Next episode, top five sprinkles. No, just kidding.
I like the pink ones.
No, like the rainbow sprinkles.
So.
Do they have chocolate sprinkles there?
Oh yes.
God. Yes.
I didn't think so. I just know they have the rainbow ones.
Thanks, everybody, for participating in top five French fries.
French fries.
France fries.
France fries.
Freedom fries.
Bye.
France
fries.
Freedom fries?
Freedom fries.
No,
it's not. Freedom fries.
They're French fries, but they didn't want to call them French anymore.
Yeah, because we're goddamn Americans.
But they're French fries.
Yeah. Anyway, Caleb,
freedom fries.
Thank you, babe. Thanks, Deontay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We are getting ready to end this episode, and then we're going to go stream.
Goodbye.
And so, if you want to check us out, we stream Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Completely Unrelated 750.
And ironically, I am about to stream too
on Twitch.
So. Yeah, and when this posts, you will be streaming later that night.
Much later, but yes, I will. So, thanks for stopping by. If you're new here, I appreciate you finding us. Go into the YouTube comments or wherever you're listening to us and hit us up with some ideas or let us know how we're doing. If you don't like it, go ahead and tell me how much you don't like it. That's fine too. If you've been here a while, appreciate the continued following. Always, always appreciated. So, with that, I'm trying to grow this channel. We are getting bigger by the week, so that is pretty awesome. If you want merch, give me ideas for merch, and we might be able to hit that up at some point. I do have an avenue I could do that in. But help me grow the channel bigger and bigger and bigger so we can take over the world.
Bigger and better.
Bigger and better. So,
I believe.
Yo, Pinky, don't make give away our plans like that.
What are we going to do tonight, Brain?
I can't do his voice.
It's too deep.
It would be like trying to do the Allstate voice.
But same thing more. We do every night, Pinky.
Jesus.
I don't even know how bad that sounded.
That was awesome.
Because I didn't have my headphones on.
I thought Brain was in here. That was really good.
I can't do it.
Anyway, tell your friends and tell your family, and I don't give a shit if you tell your enemies as long as the work is out there.